You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Listen to this entrancing music. Got a guest in the studio, Empress Star, international burlesque performer, stage performer,
circus and cabaret performer,
circus and cabaret performer,
extreme circus and cabaret performer.
Indeed, yes.
Boundary pushing, imagination stimulating. Listen. Performer, and you're going to be playing Splore this weekend. Lucky you.
I am indeed. I'm really looking forward to getting down there and checking out the action.
This music we're listening to at the moment, the Tiger Lily's track, this is part of your act? This is one part of it?
Yeah, I'm doing two performances as part of the Living Lounge Cabaret on the Saturday night, and this will be the first one. This is a headstand routine with 6-inch Louboutin heels on and a projection, a video projection that we made to go with it.
So. Video projection from where?
From, it's actually inspired by Pierre Moulinier, who is a French artist from the 19th century who worked with collage. And so we did a photo shoot where I was the main subject, and we chopped up all my body parts and rearranged them into really bizarre montages, and that is the backdrop to this performance.
So you're like seriously one of the most notable burlesque performers in the world, cabaret performers in the world, aren't you really? Come on, let's say.
Yes, okay.
And here you are, you've come to Auckland to play Splore at the Pakanga Reserve. You will be...
I've come over from London specifically to do this show for
thank
you all.
Thank you,
yes,
thank you.
You're welcome.
And
it's
when
a privilege.
When I say that you're boundary pushing, you really are boundary pushing. You're an aerialist, which means you're up in the air doing stuff.
Yeah, I spin around, hang by my toes, hang by my heels, and by my neck, and do all sorts of crazy stunts while I'm up there, and that's kind of what I'm notable for.
Provocative stunts.
Provocative, indeed, provocative and cheeky. This is actually my 20-year anniversary of performing this type of material all over the world, so it's a kind of epoch-defining thing, really. I kind of start where burlesque leaves off. I come on naked, you know.
Yeah. I mean, how does one decide that's what one wants to do for a wage?
Yeah, for a living. Yes, it is my job full time. I just kind of fell into it by accident, really, and so.
What stage of my clothes fell off?
Yeah, something like that actually. Yeah, I started off being a model for life drawing, an artist class.
That's how it starts. That's
yes. How it starts. Yeah. No. Yeah. You take your clothes off once in front of people, and you can never put them back on.
but I mean, we're talking more than just a sort of erotic taking off of the clothes, though, aren't we? Because they say you start naked, but that's where the performance begins.
Yes, that's where it begins anyway. Not specifically here at Splore, actually, but yeah. In shows gone past, I have. Maybe just through necessity of not actually having had a costume at the time when I was London.
Do strap-ons count as costumes?
Yeah, they can indeed, yes. The Queen of the Night has a big black strap-on. That's one of the characters from another show, which I won't be performing this weekend. But,
so the show that you're performing this weekend is called?
Stargasm is the main...
Right. Because I don't want to ask you what you're going to do on it, but I don't want to spoil the... I mean,
we're kind of going to get to that a bit later, aren't we?
Okay. So I mean, what is it? What do you get out of it apart from obviously touring the world and getting to do some funky stuff? You must meet some of the most interesting fellow performers.
Yes.
When you're strolling out nude and getting into it,
Yeah, it's the backstage action that we all live for, really. The notorious dressing room, it's.
You just get to meet some really, really amazing people, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, all of my friends are really excellent performers. They're doing sideshow, freak show, burlesque, circus, drag, magic, and we just all jam together.
How is the world for that side of Well, for that part of the entertainment industry at the moment.
Yeah, it's going really...
It really flourished sort of about 20 years ago, didn't it? Sort of almost in that grungy era, that sort of the whole... Maybe the Jim Rose Circus and all that sort of stuff really picked up and kicked off again. And,
it kicked off in the 90s, and then the burlesque thing kind of happened in the early noughties, and then that sort of flourished and built audiences, and it's really going strong still, actually, and people are kind of looking for that next level of excitement in an act, you know, whereas burlesque was sort of risque 15 years ago. People have seen it now, and so that's where I come in.
Is yours a family act?
No, it's not. I mean, it could be the laser that we're going to get to later. It's it's worn, but it's you know, I'm not naked in that act. You know, I'm dressed, sort of thing. So, you know, it depends on how you sold it to the kids.
Yeah, sure.
Yes, it's a magic act, darling.
you've appeared with Cirque du Soleil, and you've worked with Dita Von Teese, and that's pretty much at the very top level.
Yes.
Do you have people wanting to work with you? Do you have like apprentice burlesquers that you work with, like a...
Not so much, but I am at a stage where I'm going to building my company with younger performers, and so creating new material, but getting other people to actually perform the acts. So that's a kind of interesting side project at the moment.
We live in sexy times. Would you agree?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, anything goes.
Rob?
Sorry. Yes.
Yeah. So and we live in times where we are spoiled for visual stimuli.
That's true.
And so how do you go, right, I'll impress the shit out of you, watch this, boom. I mean, that must be really hard for a performer like yourself too. I mean, not because you're very good at it, but I mean, that's the challenge, isn't it? To sort of go, hey, stop looking at all those lasers, you kids, what about this?
Yeah, getting people to actually be in the room, not watching something through their phone, is quite difficult. And to impress people that have got all of the AI, VR stuff going on in their lives, but there's nothing that can quite replace like the visceral live performance element, where you see people really risking their lives doing circus stunts, which is what I do. No safety nets, no, you know, nothing to keep
what
me
sort
up
of
there
stuff?
Except my
what sort of stuff.
I spin around quite fast, hanging from my toes and heels, and you know, it's dangerous, but I do it well, and I've never fallen off.
Not once.
Not once. No, never.
Never broken a bone.
No.
And so,
touch wood.
So you've collaborated with Peaches before?
Yeah, Peaches wrote the track for the laser.
She's a free thinker.
She's a great girl. I love her. Yeah, she's excellent. So
she came over here for the big day out once, and all of her costumes got left behind wherever they were, and so she just came out and started the show under a cargo net.
Brilliant.
For about 30 minutes. And I thought, bold. And people going, yeah, woo! Which is sort of like a big Sigma in the scene monster.
Yeah, she's very punk rock.
Yeah,
she's really
good. So what did you do with her?
Well, she wrote the track for the laser act. So her track is called Light in Places. Light in Places. Sure. You didn't know it could shine. And I gave her a couple of words for the inspiration for the track, and then she wrote it for the performance. So it's a real collaboration, and she did a fantastic job. This song is excellent.
Are we going to play a bit of that? Should we play a bit of that now?
Yeah.
I've MC'd quite a few burlesque nights, and I find it amazingly empowering for the people that are doing it.
Yeah, no, it is, yeah.
And it really is, isn't it?
We love it.
We love it.
We love it.
It's a lifestyle.
Yeah.
Lucky there's things like Explore you can come to, isn't it?
Indeed. You know, it's definitely not any kind of exploitation of the women and any of that kind of sex industry stripping type of vibe. It's curated for a different audience.
So this is Empress Star, who's our guest this morning. And Peaches, the song Light in Places. So do you know what time you're playing at Explore?
This act will be on just before midnight, but the cabaret starts at 9, so I'd say get in early, get a really good seat, sit back and enjoy the show, because there's a whole host of other performers on, not just me. So.
Fantastic. So what's your setup there? If we walk in, we see a room that's set up in what way?
I don't know. Yeah, I haven't been on site yet, so I haven't seen it. No, I believe there is decor. So the theme of the Splore Festival is Mystic Ritual.
Whatever that means. Yeah,
exactly. It's open to interpretation, and the cabaret is called the Temple of the Midnight Mantra. And it's the audience are encouraged to come dressed up. So it's not just about sitting down and watching the show. You're kind of part of the show. You wear your costume and you get involved, you know, and that makes the atmosphere.
You, I mean, Splore itself has the potential to do this, but you, I think, particularly with this, with your show and your skills and abilities, and what you're bringing to the festival, are you prepared for the fact that you might actually blow some minds?
I hope so. Listen to this bit. My stargasm makes the blast, shake the system, then surpass, liberate en masse, eliminate the class, all humans free at last, so much beauty coming out of my ass, I'm an everlasting iconoclast, I came to destroy the past, my stargasm makes the blast, shake the system, then surpass, liberate en masse, eliminate the class, all humans free at last, so much beauty coming out of my ass, I'm an everlasting iconoclast.
That's the chorus. Just coming out.
That's the chorus. You know, it's about the light within this performance,
yeah.
You know, it's to sort of look inward rather than outward. It's iconoclastic in its nature.
When you know, so many people might think that burlesque in itself is quite a snapshot of a certain era. But this, it's really exciting when it starts to get to... starts getting into the realms that you're delving into.
Thank you very much. There is a big section of the burlesque which is vintage,
yep.
You know, which is harking back to the past. It's 1950s, bump and grind, striptease, feather fans, the stuff that Dita Von Teese does, which people are kind of synonymous with. You think burlesque, you think vintage striptease, but I don't do that. It's more of a neo-burlesque, like a new burlesque, and there's a lot of people kind of... you know, pushing the boat out.
Sounds like it could be quite inspiring for people that go along to head down their own funky path.
Absolutely, you know? Yeah. It's an open access kind of platform performance, yeah. Really. Everyone can get up and have a go. And it's kind of, you know, social commentary. It works on lots of different levels as well. It's not just, take your kit off and, you know, shake your nipple tassels.
Cool.
Though it is
cool.
That as well sometimes.
So how much time do you spend putting together shows and how much time do you spend performing shows?
Well, I train a lot. So my days are split up wildly. You know, I have to administrate myself as a company. I create the work. I do research. I go to the gym. I go to the circus space. And then I'll go and do a show in the evening.
Right.
So it depends really what I'm doing. I've made shows for the South Bank in London. So
yep.
We had an hour-long show called The Raunch last year, which had a cast
of... The Raunch?
The Raunch. Yeah, part Western, part strip club. And that was a Western-themed circus sideshow cabaret. We had knife throwing and whip cracking and hot cowboys riding sair wheels, and the laser was in there as well as part of a peyote tripping scene.
Awesome. And so where do you go to after Splore? What's your next port of call?
Yeah, we're going back to London. And then I've got a couple of new projects afoot. So we're going to start doing a dance party, a monthly event. My husband and I, who's a DJ. Yeah.
Good. Excellent.
Yeah. And then also a new cabaret and maybe another show. I'm at a crossroads. Lots of possibilities. I have to see which one lands.
Well, I hope you have a great time down at Papakanga Reserve down there.
Thank you very much.
Explore this weekend, which starts on Friday, Saturday, goes till Sunday. BFM's going to be broadcasting live from down there. The Samsung Cube will be down there. So you can have your photo taken, do whatever it is you're doing, and have it broadcast back on a big screen here in Auckland City. Thank you very much for coming in, Empress Star. I think if you miss Empress Star, then you've missed something sensational.
Yeah, laser ass aerial performance.
And so much more.
Indeed.
Can I tell you my burlesque joke I came up with over Christmas?
Yes, please do.
What do you use if you want to take your burlesquing to the next level?
I don't know.
A burlesculator.
Destroy the past, my stargasm makes the blast, shake the system, then surpass, liberate en masse.
Once again, that's Empress Star, amongst all the many features and treats and fancies at Splore this weekend. Thanks for coming in.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.